walk uprightly.
Miss Erin Jones, everybody.
All right, so you see it. I was asking, what else we need to do? We figured out that living the life of a dedicated Christian is not a life of passivity. We need to be doing something. So listen, we know that we need to keep God's words in our sight. We need to keep God's words in our hearts. Why? Because they're life to those who truly find them. I don't mean just look at them, but who discover the truth contained in God's words and embrace that truth. Discover the commands that God makes and embraces those commands. They are life to those who find them, and health, healing actually is the better term here. A lot of commentators point out that there is some activity going on here. So again, it's not just like something is dropped on you, boom, and it's there. No, through God's words, activity is taking place. Healing activity is taking place. Getting rid of that which causes affliction, sickness, disease, weakness, and bringing about wholeness to the whole body. They are life to those who find them and healing to a man's whole body. Now, this is what else we have to do. Verse 23, above all else, guard your heart. Why? Because your heart is the wellspring of life. We've got to guard our hearts. Guard our hearts. Now, we know that when we're guarding, we're using walls, especially back then, high walls, thick walls, guards with weapons. Sometimes they had moats that circled, surrounded the gates and the walls so that the water would slow people down even more, make it even harder for them to try to break through. Guard your heart. So share with me now some ways that we can guard our hearts. It is the wellspring of life. Well, why don't we stay with the passage for now? Just to see if maybe in the passage they give us clues as to how we can guard our hearts. Or for that matter, tell us explicitly steps that we can take to guard our hearts. One is, verse 24, put away perversity from your mouth. We should not want perversity to be part of our lives. Put away perversity from your mouth. Keep corrupt talk far from your lips. And there are all kinds of ways that talk can be corrupt. Talk that is designed to destroy a person's reputation. Talk that is designed to motivate people to hate someone when they've done nothing to provoke that hatred. Talk that is designed to get people thinking about sex in dark, ugly, ungodly ways. Talk that is designed to encourage people to think about stealing, taking, coveting, wanting to take possession of that which is not theirs and that they know they should not be trying to have. Whether we're talking about someone else's spouse, someone else's money, you name it. Guarding the heart. Verse 25, let your eyes look straight ahead. Fix your gaze directly before you. This has to do with working hard to avoid lusting with our eyes. consciously refusing to lust with our eyes. And of course, this is a command that is important for both genders, because both genders lust with the eyes. Interestingly enough, there are men who look at women with lust in their eyes and hearts. There are women who look at men with lust in their eyes and hearts. And I'm saying men and women, let's be real. This is a program where we really emphasize real talk about real life, real talk about the real world. And in the real world, lust of the eyes does not begin when people become adults. No, lust of the eyes begins long before people become adults. And you have women who look at men with lust, men who look at women with lust. You have boys, teens who look at teen girls who look at teen boys with lust in their eyes, teen boys who look at teen girls with lust in the eyes. But ladies and gentlemen, you have men who look at men with lust in the eyes. Women who look at women with lust in the eyes. We need to be freed from all of this lusting with our eyes. So let your eyes look straight ahead. Fix your gaze directly before you. This has to do not only with what we're doing with the eyes, but also what we're doing with our minds and our hearts. Because if we will settle it in our hearts and settle it in our minds that we will not lust with our eyes, then it will become easier for us to pick up on when our eyes are trying to lust, and we shut it down by saying, "Eyes, you will not lust. Old nature, sinful nature, in the name of the Lord Jesus, I shut you down. And I determine I will not lust with my eyes." You remember I was asking earlier how often we use confessions of faith to walk uprightly. I just demonstrated a way that we can do that. And believe me when I say that kind of confession is much more important than confessing for financial wealth. Financial wealth is good, whatever level God has determined he wants us to have. But believe me when I say God has determined he wants all of his people to be walking uprightly before him. All of us. So confessions of righteousness, something that we can all zero in on. We'll look at some more of how we guard our hearts and how we benefit from God's word in just a few. You gave your word.